to the grocery shopatorium and try and find the cut of meat that you want because you're going to barbecue over the weekend and do some grilling maybe? Well, if you're going out to look for pork chops, well, you're never going to find them again. Yesterday, the pork and beef industries announced that they've gotten approval from the USDA to rename hundreds of cuts of meat, and pork chops has been cut out. Now, the new names are trying to balance two agendas that seem to be completely opposite. First, they're trying to make the names more descriptive, as in pork chops is ambiguous about what part of the pig it comes from. But they're also trying to make the names less complicated because they found customers hate buying things like boneless shoulder top blade steak. So the names will be more descriptive, but less complicated. Got it? Because I don't. Here are a few examples. Different types of pork chops will now have steak names like New York chops, ribeye chops, and T-bone chops. Beef loin top sirloin cubes are now just kebabs. Pork butt, which comes from the pig's shoulder, yeah, I know, is now a Boston roast. And a boneless shoulder top blade beefsteak is now just a plain old flat iron steak. But by the way, ground beef is still just plain old hamburger. With the commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.